Not an easy task. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Mulware. There's been talk about lifting the food tax since a report came out that Kansas is losing $320 million in revenue to neighboring states by keeping this tax. Representative Russ Jennings of Lakin says losing that money could have made a difference.
You applied the sales tax rate to those purchases, you would suspect that somewhere between $20 and $25 million of tax revenue have been lost as a result of that.
A total repeal presents other problems.
If we eliminate the tax on food, we will disrupt the current revenue stream and it will have to be replaced with something else.
Jennings believes legislators would have to revisit hiking the income tax, but that issue isn't expected to go anywhere with Governor Brownback. It doesn't leave a lot of options for making the change for now. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Mulware.